They come from the past and the future.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
Listen.
With the single most important interview since God talked to Moses.
The voices you are hearing are the voices from Krypton.
You're.
I am the guardian in the shadows. I am justice. I am the...
You're the stinger!
Don't interrupt me.
Sorry. Guess I'm just excited. So, what brings you to Turbo Town? Big racing fan?
The only race that concerns me is the race to cross the finish line ahead of the wheels of injustice.
So, not a big racing fan.
I've traveled the world fighting injustice, Turbo, and now I bring the fight to Turbo Town. Injustice is a disease, and I am the cure.
I'm Ed Gross, this is Voices from Krypton, and that sounds like Batman. It's actually Kevin Conroy, primary voice of the Dark Knight for the past 23 years. But this time he's playing the Stinger, a character that shows up in an episode of the Netflix animated series Turbo Fast. So who is the Stinger? Having watched the episode, I can't help but feel as though he is Batman, if Batman had gotten hit in the head really, really hard. It's a notion that Kevin doesn't disagree with.
Very good way of putting it. That's a very good way of putting it. Like, everything I'm not allowed to do is Batman, you know? Batman is humble. Batman doesn't want any attention. Batman just does everything and wants to disappear. This guy is arrogant. He's cocky. He's a narcissist. He wants everyone to know how cool he is. It's everything you're not allowed to do playing Batman. It's so much fun.
Given the fact that the Stinger is clearly a parody of his famous alter ego, I had to ask Kevin if there was any hesitation taking on the role.
Are you kidding? I jumped at the opportunity. He's such a funny character. And, you know, the people involved with this show are just people I love to work with so much. Phil LaMarr is such a great guy. You know, we first worked together on Justice League, and I've known him for years. So everyone involved with it was just great. And Andrea Romano, and, you know, it was just such a perfect idea. It was really Andrea's idea, I think. So it just worked out really well.
For Kevin, one of the most appealing aspects of voicing Batman has been the psychology involved with the character. So just how does that psychology compare with the Stingers?
He's so easy to nail. I mean, Batman is so complicated. That really took a lot of thought, coming up with the Batman psychology. But Stinger is... he's so easy to nail. He's so arrogant. He just thinks he's the greatest. He's the guy you hated in high school, let's face it. So it was kind of a fun role to play. I was kind of getting back at all those guys I hated so much in high school. And it's so much fun to be able to, you know, depart from what I usually do. Batman's a great role to play, but you're really constrained with what you can do because he's so dark and he's so pure that you don't get to really do a lot of the outrageous stuff with him. So this was a lot of fun.
Head on over to Netflix and check out Turbo Fast. Kevin Conroy thinks it's a good idea, and so do we.
Oh, well, he's everything that Batman's not allowed to be. If you want to have a big laugh with Batman, watch The Stinger, because I had a blast doing that role. And I think everyone will get a big kick out of it.
Thanks for listening to Voices from Krypton. I'm Ed Gross, and we are the night.
The Voices from Krypton.